Okay, and this scenario actually is a thing which we can't avoid. This is just to keep the building in working order, as it were. There are certain measures to be undertaken in the cellar, in the cave-voûtée. This is what we have, this damp problem down there. This problem was actually partially caused by the last renovation, where they covered the walls with an impermeable cover, which somehow trapped the damp behind. And this has led to problems with actually water coming into this, draining down into the cellar, and quite nasty problem. So it requires two things. One thing is to redo the walls of the cellar, and the other is to install some proper drainage, and of course to have proper ventilation, which is permanent, so that we don't get an accumulation of damp, which can do this kind of thing. It's under control, as it were, but it has to be done. This has to be done. We can't just leave it like this. Otherwise, we're going to have the cave-voûtée, which we can't use. Then there's a certain renovation of the painting and windows and things. The windows, these are being done here. A lot of this work actually is in progress. For the window, all the windows that side of the building actually are being done, and the windows in the German speaking congregations, pastors' apartment are being seen to. There are still a few windows to do on the next floor. Now, electricity, telephone, internet, I think, as Dave was saying, is all a bit antiquated, and the we have been advised that this has to be looked at. It's at the point where it starts to become a risk.
Tom, what was that last point? What was your last point? I couldn't hear.
The electrical system. I read the water drainage business there. The fire safety, so that's something else. We have to be careful to make sure everything is properly done, so that if there is a problem, the insurance pays up. if we don't follow the rules, we have problems. And then there's a thing about that. This was brought up by the German-speaking congregation, mostly the renewal of the tables and chairs in the Gemeinderaum, because these tables actually they're okay, but they're quite a problem to fold and put away, and people complaining about this because it can actually cause accidents too. Anyhow, the estimated cost for all this is around 120,000 francs over 10 years. It's important to note that it's not including a new heating and ventilation system, and we think the present system can work for 10 years. It's not going to collapse. However, it has to be understood that it's not going to last forever. And there's a new sound system which people would like to have. Once again, I think right now it's working, but how long it works and how we can keep it patched up, another issue. And the renovation of the apartment for the German-speaking pastor. Okay, it's once again, it is serviceable now, but long-term it will need some attention. So we regard this scenario here as absolutely basic, bare minimum to keep the place in working order. Okay, so next slide, yes. So we have the costs. Okay, we looked into this costing business. We looked into that. And it's sort of spread out like this. Okay, it's written in German here, but you will see that it's mostly for the cellar and for this beam problem. Now, this beam problem, if you look here, this ceiling looks very nice, but if you look closely, you will see that it sags quite a lot. If you want to get an idea of how much it does sag by, you look at the on top of the organ, and you can see. You can't see it clearly from here, but if you go up in the balcony, you can see how, if you like, towards the wall, the space above the organ is so much, and at the front of the organ, it is so much. And you can propagate that and see what you see. This is a big sag. Now, it's very nice, and it's okay, but it's... And we've been looking at the beams upstairs, and as far as you can see them, there are things you can do to secure all this. But this, and it's not going to fall down immediately, but this, if you like, when the pastor leaves his apartment, we're going to have to take the floor up and do some work on this beam. So this is between this and the carve voûte, these are the main things on this. This cost. Yes?
Could you just read us the number up there? Because I can see a bunch of us talking about 60 pounds. I just literally can't read what the total costs are estimated to be.
About 58,000.
About 58,000.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, on top here, yeah.
Sorry.
58, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, I think then we can move on to the next.
One more question.
So, moment, sorry. Yes, they did that. They did.
They said that with this, the ceiling was safe.
Safe, yes. We think it's safe. Now, we looked at that.
A little bit, perhaps. Yeah. This is already from the time that it was before. Mm. But it's not from the renovation until now, but from earlier times.
Sure, yes, yes.
It did not.
No, we saw that. There's a whole series of things.
This was the major reason why we had the renovation last time.
Yeah. Well, I think the renovation was also to make the third floor feasible at all. But still, there is some constraint because... they say, we found that in the papers, that the third floor shouldn't be used by more than, I think, 50 people at the same time. So still, there are some issues. And one thing we have now in mind to do with the church council is to have a real examination of the wood construction. Because you must know, it's not only this ceiling here. There's also a very complicated system of beams holding the floor, and there are even iron insulations, and everything is suspended from the roof of the building. So this is, it has held for...
It was the solution at the time.
Yeah, but you have now, for example, the examination we are looking for will be done with computer modeling, so we are now in a much better state of affairs concerning these statical questions than 30 years ago. And we just have already the DV for that, and it's now at the Monument Service because we would like that they finance that for us. So that's the reason why we wait. But some further investigation is necessary. And one point will be, is there any change now still? It's true, of course, with the concrete, it was much worse than now. But still, we are not sure if this will hold for decades as it is now. And the organ is one point, Tom, but I think more impressive even when you are on the third floor and you see how opaque there is the floor. And I have the impression the door is not any longer closing correctly. And this, in my opinion, is due to the changing of the wall. So I think we should definitely have a look on that, if it's still at least stable or not. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
As a quick update on yes, we did have a specialist in timber construction come and take a look at that beam. The resulting was it didn't look like there was any new movement on it, but it definitely had been moved. So that's why it instigated further investigation into not only that structure but the remainder of the timber structure up in the roof line area. So hopefully that answers some of the questions. Okay, P is going to talk about scenario number 2.